Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we have conflicting reports here from our texters. One says the reason that the Red Sox were wearing the yellow and blue was a tribute to Ukraine. Another texter says it's because it's the Boston Marathon colors and it's a tribute to the Boston Marathon. Either way, I think you should wear the Red Sox colors. And if you want to pay tribute to either Ukraine or so, you can do it in a lot of different ways. But I want to see the Red Sox play when the Red Sox play, you know? That's all I'm saying. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Michael Rainville, Councilman Extraordinaire in the city of Minneapolis. Michael, thank you for taking our call tonight.
Maxie, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. And I agree with you about supporting Ukraine and wearing the colors. In fact, if you're on Saturday, come over to the Ukrainian American Hall over here in Northeast. We're having a fundraiser to raise medical supplies for them.
Where is that at and when?
The Ukrainian American Hall this Saturday. It's 301 Main Street Northeast from 3 in the afternoon to 7 at night. We got beer, brats from Kramarczyk's, some music by Forrest Miller and the Lodge Boys, and we're raising the money to help pay for medical supplies for the brave Ukrainians as they defend their homeland.
That is awesome. But if there's a Red Sox fan, you can wear a real Red Sox jersey. You don't have to wear a blue and yellow jersey that says Red Sox on it.
No.
Just a
if
thought,
you're a
right?
Red Sox fan, yeah. If you're a Red Sox fan, wear your traditional colors.
Traditional.
You're still welcome over here.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll still be welcome. Michael, the part of the premise of this having you on is as a councilman that oversees a lot of downtown Minneapolis and Minneapolis, and obviously we know the strife that has gone on with that. I hear two schools of thought as we move towards, we think, warmer weather at some point in time in our universe here. But obviously there are people that are concerned because more people are outside. You know, it's the data driven that the hotter it gets, the more crime and violence there is. At the same time, we're moving into an era here where we've got the Timberwolves playing, at least to an extent, playoff games and Major League Baseball coming back. And you mentioned to me earlier today the theaters as well. What does that mean to downtown Minneapolis or potentially in terms of foot traffic, buzz, and negating some of the potential problems that we could have?
Yeah, so it's just wonderful what the sports teams are adding to our community. As you said, the Timberwolves are on a run. The Twins are opening. The theaters are back. The restaurants are benefiting greatly from that. You know, so when I talk to Tim Murray, he says how they feel that impact from these sports teams or concerts for that matter. You know, the Lions Pub, the Loon, they all do better. With that amount of people, the police tell me it becomes safer. There's more eyes and ears on the street. And downtown is coming back, Mike, and it's coming back in a safer fashion.
But isn't it the thought process also that, and I don't know this to be true or not, so I shouldn't say that, make this a definitive statement, but the bad guys, so to speak, aren't going to mess with crowds. If they're going to get something done, they're not going to do it where they can get caught. And the more people you have, the more chances are that you're going to get caught.
That's exactly right, and that's the truth. That's what Inspector Peterson always preaches down there in the first precinct, that the bigger the crowd, the safer you are. And Minneapolis is coming back. I walked around at the lunch hour today with my aide, Henry, and we were just amazed at the lines in the restaurants and the skyways, and the people are coming back. You know, Steve Kramer has done a great job with the downtown council to talk those companies into bringing back their workforce. And we're not there yet. We're not where we were in 2019, but we are coming back, and there's a lot of people in downtown, whether you're working or enjoying yourself.
But the thing that you're going to have to figure out at some point in time, and I don't think this is going to be unveiled to you, you know, for months probably, maybe even a year, is not just how many people are going to come back to downtown, but how many days worked are going to be downtown, meaning how many people are going to the hybrid schedule, and how does that affect whether somebody wants to open a restaurant or not, or what the price of a lease should be downtown, because we still don't know. Even the people that come back, now I come to work every day, right? I come downtown, as you know, I go work at the TV station. Tonight I'm in the radio station. I come physically downtown. Most of my colleagues in radio do not come downtown right now that host the show. The news team does, the sales team does not. So you got to figure out not just how many bodies there are that work downtown, but how many are physically going to come to downtown every day, right?
Yes, and that's the great mystery, is what does this new workforce look like? Is it 3 days a week? Is it 4 days? Only time will tell, but I am so confident in this city and in our business community. They're going to make it work, and there is nothing like the interaction you have face-to-face with your coworkers. And every CEO knows that. It was a good thing when we had this terrible pandemic for everybody to disperse and work from home. But it's to be productive again for all occupations. There's nothing like being in the same room with your coworkers.
I agree with that, but I see a lot of people that you know. And the other piece of it is, if you stayed home and you were productive at work, you know, some people even say more productive when I was at home. You're going to have to overcome that, right?
Well, and that's what's going to have to swing back, and I do believe it will go back that way. Again, there are certain jobs that technology, you can stay at home, but so much of what we do it interacting with our coworkers, and that's just the truth, and that's what we're all going to get back to. The question is it going to be 3 days a week in downtown, 4 days? It probably will never come back to five.
Right, and and that's what you're going to have to forecast, right? I mean, if you're going to open a business in downtown and it's reliant upon foot traffic, you're going to have to figure out that number, right?
Right. And so what the city council has to do is make downtown so attractive that those 4 days a week equal the population of 5 days a week in 2020. And we can do that. We can make downtown that attractive place to work, to play, and to live once again.
Michael Rainville is our guest, council member in charge of a good piece of downtown in Minneapolis in his ward. Now they park police cars on the street corner. I didn't know this until recently at Nicollet Mall. Most of those police cars that you see parked are hired by a private business that they're sitting in front of. It might be Walgreens, Target, whatever, but they're employed by them, not by the city. It's off hours, but they're allowed to do that. So they park their car there. My question to you is it good for business to have squad cars parked on sidewalks in downtown Minneapolis because it sends a message that, hey, we're not far away? Or is it bad because you ask yourself, why do you need squad cars parked on the sidewalk in Nicollet Mall?
It sends a message of comfort, and that's what people tell you. I am not a shy person. I enjoy talking to people as I walk through downtown, and they feel so reassured when they see that squad car or a uniformed officer. And, thank God we have the commitment from the private sector to helping hiring those off-duty officers to help us with our public safety. So we have a great business community here, and that's just another way they contribute to our overall prosperity by hiring those off-duty policemen.
Now, there was a case I was told a couple of weeks ago at a restaurant not far from where I work where they had five people come in and assault, and one had a gun and one had some kind of a sticker bar, and they roughed some people up, etc. They left, and they said what was alarming was we called 911, and it was 30 minutes before a police officer could get there because they're understaffed. Is this still a big concern?
Yes, it is. So as a community, as a society, it is not attractive. Our young people, is not an attractive occupation. So whoever was listening to this radio broadcast, tell us what we can do to show the honor that it is to be a police officer and to help us with the 21st policing. We are over 300 officers short in Minneapolis. St. Paul is 100 short. The State Patrol is 100 short. The Sheriff's Department is 75 short. Metro Transit is 75 short. There is a shortage of officers, and the unfortunate result of that is slow response times.
Slow response times, and as you mentioned, now how much, though, when it was mentioned about defunding police officers, and that came from, it wasn't you, it was before you, the council, et cetera, how much of that has sent a message that, hey, why do you want to get involved with people that won't back you? Is there a perception there?
Well, it's a perception. It's a reality. So many of the police officers who left the force in Minneapolis, they did not turn to other jobs or other careers. So they became police officers in cities where they were,
yes,
welcomed by the politicians,
yes,
and where they were supported.
Yes.
And that is so important. I mean, Mike, when there's a gunfight and the officers on patrol, everybody runs away from the gunfight. That's what you and I would do. But those brave police officers run towards that gunfire,
yep,
to solve it. They are brave people, and they deserve to be supported.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. What scares you the most over the next 3 months?
Well, it's the recruiting effort. It's, you know, how do we get the young people of our community, and our police should come from our community. They should come from North Minneapolis and South Minneapolis and Northeast Minneapolis. We have to send that message to our youth that it's an honorable profession to help us run the city by becoming a police officer. And that's what my concern is. How do we recruit from our own kids?
How are we making strides, do you think, in penetrating or infiltrating some of the gangs and the bad? What I keep hearing is there's so many gangs now because you start a gang with three or four people, and back, I hate to say that like this was the golden years, but back in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, there were only four or five gangs, and so you knew who they were and you knew who the leaders were, and it was easier to enforce the law because you knew who you were dealing with. Now you've got, you know, a neighborhood, three guys in the back of a neighborhood can start their own gang, and away you go, and then they estimate there's, you know, could be over 100 gangs in the city of Minneapolis. Does that part concern you, or is there a way to negate that?
Well, it's the reality, and we have to deal with it and solve it. And the really unfortunate part is the guns. All these young,
yes,
gang members,
and the clips that go with the guns.
Mm-hmm. The 30-shot clip in it.
Yep.
You know, the recent subway shooter. Thank goodness his clip jammed. Otherwise, he would have kept shooting at that subway.
Yes. Yes, yeah, and that's so, what we're dealing with.
Yeah, so it's a whole new era.
All right, you and I are going to go to Comarchik soon. I had to cancel last time. We're going to do that, okay?
I'm going to cash in your Rainville check on that.
Okay, you got the Rainville check, not this week, but next week, okay?
Sounds good, Mike.
Good to talk to you. Keep up the good work.
Hope to see you Saturday at the Ukrainian Hall.
Ukrainian Hall Saturday before the Timberwolves game, right?
Okay, it's a deal.
Yeah, they got that 9 o'clock game. All right, thank you so much, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.